Welcome to BizHubs, where entrepreneurs tell quick hit bite-sized stories from their business life that teach, entertain, and inspire us to grow. My name is Anna Gonzalez, and I'm your host. BizHubs is brought to you by AnnaBots. We automate sales and support with AI so you can close more deals, save more money, and make your team more productive. Visit AnnaBots.ai to get started. That's AnnaBots.ai. Today's guest is Jamie Smith. Jamie is an author, speaker, wife, fur mom, and woman living with disability. Her BizHub is about that time when she wasn't sure about how to run a business, life, nonprofit with a disability and chronic illness. So she wrote a 17 chapter about that. Jamie, welcome to the show. Let's get into your
Thank
story.
You so much. I'm excited. Yes, I've been in business for 14 years. I never thought I would own my own company or be self-employed ever. But life kind of takes a different turn than what we sometimes think, which is the theme behind the book that you just mentioned. It's called Destination Changes. It talks about it's the whole idea behind the title is that life is like people always say that life is about the journey, not the destination. But what they don't tell you is that the destination changes. And I've had so many of those life changes in this life. Like I said, I didn't ever expect to own my own business. That was kind of an accident. Even naming the business was kind of an accident. But what the book's about is and how I did why I decided to do it. First of all, I'm a writer, so I do that for a living, but the idea of writing for myself blew my mind a little bit. But I had so many people over the years tell me, I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you figure this out. I don't know how you get around. I don't know how you do this. I don't know how you do that. And so I realized that I was using a lot of the same skills, soft skills that I used to run my business. I actually developed those when I was born with a disability. And also just through my life with having a disability and chronic illness, I've also used those in my business. And so I wrote the book Destination Changes because I wanted to be able to give an answer, not only for other people, but for myself to talk about, you know, how do you get through life's changes? How, when we're running a business, when we're doing all these things in life and the twists and turns happen, how do we accomplish that? What innate skills can we use that we were just given as human beings, and what can we develop to get us through that? Because so many people say, oh, well, I could never do that. I could never do that. Well, my book tries to help you find the entrepreneurial spirit inside of you. So not just running a business, but how to get through life with challenges, including running a business. So that's kind of the tagline is how to find the entrepreneurial spirit inside of you.
That is awesome. I love that. And I especially love one thing that you said that it's not about the destination, it's about the journey, but the destination often changes.
Right.
I love that because, I mean, I do relate that to my life. Sometimes
Yes.
I thought that I was going somewhere and suddenly I got somewhere else. And that the skills that I learned while trying to go to that point A that took me to point B are helping me or help me to get to point C.
Or DEF.
Exactly.
Right. Right.
Exactly.
I mean, that could be as simple as, you know, my background is in journalism, but many people that are in print journalism or even broadcast journalism end up going into public relations. Well, it's a similar mindset. It's a similar skill set. Or it could be as complicated as using my interview capabilities, my interview and my personality to be really good at writing websites. So, you know, so those are soft skills, not necessarily things that I would have learned in school, but those are things that I developed that I can now repurpose and reuse in a completely different way, in a completely different mindset, in a completely different environment.
I love that. Yes, that's amazing. So, Jamie, who do you serve and how can these people find you?
Well, my business is Jamie's Notebook, and I work mostly with small businesses and nonprofits. That website is jamiesnotebook.com. And also, I have a new author website up for speaking and for the book Destination Changes. And the that website is just my name, jamieannsmith.com.
Great. Well, that's it for today. Thanks so much to our guest, Jamie Smith, for coming in and sharing her story about how it's not about the destination, it's about the journey, but the destination often changes. If you've got a
Exactly.
mishap of your own and you'd like to be on the show, go to bizhaps.com to apply. If you like this episode and want more, be sure to follow us on Apple or Spotify so you can get your daily dose. One bizhap a day keeps the burnout away. Just a quick reminder, if you want help installing AI systems so you can automate your business without becoming a tech genius, visit anabots.com and get started with us in as little as 30 minutes. See you next time.
Hey, thanks for listening to BizHaps. My name is Josh Thomas, and I'm the founder of Factor One. Anna and I started this podcast because we wanted to connect with more entrepreneurs who had interesting stories to tell. We're always looking for more business owners to connect with and feature. So if you know anyone else who might have a good story or two, introduce us by sending them to bizhaps.com. And if you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more, go to factorone.io. That's factorone.io.